Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. We are just a little over a month away from the Cambridge Buskers and Street Performers Festival. Festival Director Heather Bevan-Hunt is here on the line. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Julian.
Thanks very much for coming on. Now, what do you have planned then?
Well, we're running the festival in July this year from the Saturday 17th to Sunday the 18th of July. And we're starting on the Saturday at 10 o'clock and finishing at 6. And then on the Sunday, it's 11 till 5. And we're looking for musicians, magicians, variety acts, maybe some dancers. We're looking for all kinds of acts to take part in the festival.
So it's not just then the traditional busker with, you know, with the guitar and the mouth organ. It looks like you're looking for all sorts.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you wander through the streets of Cambridge, you will see all kinds of variety acts. You don't see quite so many dancers, but in previous festivals, we've had belly dancers, we've had Lindy Hoppers, and we have a few musicians who play that kind of music where we'd really love to get some dancers to come along and perform to some of their songs. So particularly looking for dancers, but any kind of variety acts and, of course, any kind of musicians as well.
Fantastic. So on the weekend of the festival, where will we be able to find everyone?
It'll be in the city centre streets. We'll have about 10 locations. So places like outside the front of the Guild Hall, the corner of Market Street. We'll have a marquee on Christ Pieces as well, so we'll have some music, dancing over there. And we've also got some storytellers this year. So on the Saturday and the Sunday, sort of most of the day, in a marquee on Christ Pieces, we'll have some storytellers for children. So we'd love the children to come along and listen to those stories. So all sorts of things going on in the city centre streets and on Christ Pieces.
Tell me, Heather, is the guy in the bin coming?
I don't know. I hope he will come along. I haven't seen him for a long time, but he has been in previous festivals. So, Charlie, if you're out there listening, we'd love to have you apply to him this year.
Very popular guy, that one. So tell us, how do these... So you're on the look. You want as many people to get in touch and be part of this festival as possible. How does everyone get in touch with you? If they think to themselves, hey, you're describing me, actually. Yeah, how can they get in touch with you?
If you have a look at our Facebook page, which is Cam Buskers, and we also have a cambuskers.org website... The application form is on there, so just fill that in, but you've only got until Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 19th of June, to apply. So have a look at the Facebook page. All the information is on there. And we are also looking for stewards as well. So if anybody would like to help us out that weekend, there's also a form on the Facebook page for stewarding. So we'd love to hear from you.
Brilliant stuff. Now, is it fair to say that, you know, as a festival director, you're a bit of a connoisseur of the buskers out there? What makes the perfect busker?
Well, I wouldn't know about connoisseur. I've bussed myself a little bit.
Oh, do you?
I play the ukulele, although I haven't played for a while. But
Lucy plays the ukulele as well.
I love the ukulele.
You could do a duet. She'll come down and duet with you.
Yeah, come along. That would be great. So be nice to hear from some of the ukulele players. They've taken part in previous festivals. So I think a good busker is anybody who draws attention, whether that's because they're a good musician or just because they're a bit unusual. The more variety, the better. And then people wander around the streets and they can see all kinds of things. There should be a fabulous atmosphere.
Absolutely. I guess being a largely outdoor event, you're probably not too worried by what the Prime Minister might have to say later on today.
Well, we will be having socially distanced measures in place. So we will be very mindful of that. So we'll wait and hear what he says later, but we definitely will be very mindful of all social distancing on those 2 days.
I noticed I was not this last weekend, but, you know, seven days ago weekend, I was out on Cambridge Market on Sunday morning, I think it was, and there was a guy who'd set up shop outside of the Guildhall, and he was playing the violin on a tightrope. Which was and singing as well, which wasn't too bad going. But I noticed he had a contactless card machine to take donations. And is this the way that buskers are going in these supposedly COVID secure times?
I guess some of them must be thinking like that. that is quite unusual. But on the day we plan to have some hats that will be available for people to throw coins in. Don't know about credit cards, but I think we'll be doing it the traditional way.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I think a few churches also do the collection that way now as well. So 17th to 18th of July is when it's taking place across that weekend, and still a few slots left. Remind us once more before we go as to how folks get in touch.
If they can just get in touch through our Facebook page, ideally, which is the Cam Buskers Facebook page, or through our website, which is cambuskers.org. All the forms are there. Our email address is on those websites as well. So just drop us a line if you need to know anything. And we look forward to hearing from you.
No, it sounds absolutely fabulous. Thanks very much for coming on this morning, Heather. And we'll maybe catch up just ahead of that weekend so we can find out a little bit more about it then.
Thank you very much. That'd be great. Thanks, Julian.
Brilliant. Bye. Thank you.